As we were praying, I was drawn to reflect on the letter to the Hebrews. In the letter to the Hebrews, it talks about God's unchanging nature and his faithfulness and how he fulfilled the promises that he made to Abraham, and the word sanctuary came up in my reflection. So I want to read a passage from Hebrews 10. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And the sense I get is just a reflection on God's unchanging nature. He is always faithful, even if we're not faithful. And through Jesus Christ, we're able to enter the sanctuary, and we are able to receive God's mercy. So my prayer during this week of prayer and fasting is that we hold fast to that we, through Jesus, with a humble and contrite heart, enter the sanctuary, and this is a place of refuge for us where we're able to encourage one another, to spurn ourselves to more actions of love and care for one another.